Hi, everyone. Alex Smith here with your 360 update presented by Sports Authority. The Eagles are less than a week away from their Monday night opener against the Atlanta Falcons. Today, Eagles head coach Chip Kelly spoke at his pre-practice press conference talking about some of the challenges that go along to game planning for a Falcons team with a new head coach in Dan Quinn, who last year was Seattle's defensive coordinator.
You just got some preseason games, and obviously I don't think Dan used everything in the preseason, both offensively and defensively. Just because of how preseason expresses itself. So you got to kind of look at the coordinators and where they came from and kind of match up what you think is going to happen. But there'll have to be some in-game adjustments.
Kelly also touched upon the addition of quarterback Steven Morris, who had been with the Jacksonville Jaguars before being signed to the Eagles' 53-man roster. Kelly spoke about what it is that Morris brings to the table here with the Eagles.
We just had him. He was our highest. We have everybody rated. He was the highest rated guy that was available after the waiver wire went through. So, we like his arm. He's got a really, really strong arm, quick release. Jeff Stoutland knows him pretty well, was actually at Miami when he played there. So kind of know the makeup of the player. Talked to him back when he was coming through the draft process. So kind of relied on all of our information that we had. But he was the highest rated guy we had that was on the waiver wire.
As for an injury update, Kelly said that all 63 players were on the practice field today. That includes Cody Parkey, Zach Ertz, and Marcus Smith, all who had previously missed time. And two other injured players who are making their way back from a long road to recovery are Sam Bradford and D'Amico Ryans. They spoke today about how they're feeling entering the season opener.
I guess you could look at it as it's the last step, getting out there and playing a full game. But, in my opinion, we've already hit the last step. I think I'm ready to play. I don't think there's anything else that I need to do. Now it's time to just go out there and have fun and play ball.
Yeah, I do anticipate playing on Monday night. Coach Davis will monitor the reps or see how much I play, but I do anticipate playing.
Tight end Zach Ertz said that he is hopeful to play in the Eagles' Monday night opener, and he's doing everything that he can to make sure that he's fully healthy after missing the entire preseason with a core muscle injury.
I don't want to miss any games. I work so hard all offseason to be ready for the games and make an impact for this team. So when the games come around, I know that if I have an opportunity to play, I'm going to play. Obviously, we have to be smart of it or for it because it is the first game of a long season and hopefully a long playoff run as well. So at the end of the day, we're going to be smart.
Moving over to the defensive side of the ball, cornerback Byron Maxwell spoke about how this first game is a big test, not just for him in his Eagles debut, but for the entire defense as a whole.
I think we'd be very good. We got a lot of guys that go after the ball. So we can be ball hawks out there, man. That's really what it's all about at the end of the day, just getting turnovers, making plays when you're out there.
And last but certainly not least, we caught up with the newest quarterback in the Eagles locker room as Steven Morris spoke about getting to know Chip Kelly during his draft process.
He was telling me that he couldn't really, draft a quarterback at that time. So obviously I was just didn't go drafted that year, so I just went to Jacksonville, and he had an opportunity to pick me up, and over the phone, that's what he did, and I was excited, man, happy to be here, happy to work with him, and also with Coach Day and Coach Pat.
Tomorrow, we will once again hear from head coach Chip Kelly in the morning, and then we'll hear from DeMarco Murray and Malcolm Jenkins in the afternoon. But until then, be sure to catch up on the latest Eagles news right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.